Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. Stuffing and bagging newspapers, then driving a delivery route, it does not sound like a job for a reporter. But that's exactly how a group of Boston Globe journalists spent their Saturday night. Reporter and union member Beth Healy was a key part of organizing the group of hundreds of Globe journalists and business and operations staff. They helped the paper get out its Sunday edition. After a week of delivery problems, customers have been experiencing delivery trouble since Monday when the Globe swapped delivery services. Beth, thank you for staying awake just a little longer and talking with us.
Thank you.
Beth, why did you decide reporters should step in?
Well, first of all, my colleagues were sort of joking the other day, well, geez, you know, I was a paper boy or I was a paper girl, and we hadn't had papers delivered in several days. And, you know, people just were, it was just kind of a grassroots thing where people were saying, well, I'd be willing to deliver some papers, I'd be willing. And next thing you know, we just got a little more organized about it with email. You know, everybody just kind of signed on and agreed to do it.
What was the job actually like out there overnight?
Well, it was frankly pretty tough. Many of us were dispatched to Newton. Some people also went up to the South Shore or the North Shore, but lots of us were in Newton. And we actually were assembling the Sunday papers, putting them in bags, putting them in the car, and then following some sometimes complicated routes.
How much anger is there among the editorial ranks that this situation was allowed to develop? I mean, the Globe did alert customers before last Monday that they could expect some delivery glitches. It sort of seems like perhaps more problem solving in advance might have been in order.
I think everyone's very frustrated. Obviously, we work at a daily newspaper. We have daily deadlines. We work very hard to get the paper out every day. And this was a very serious miscalculation. Switching delivery companies is a big deal, and a number of mistakes were made. We're told that management made this change because they wanted to improve service for everyone, but obviously now what we've had is terrible service for many people for a number of days in a row.
How damaging do you think this is long-term to the Globe?
Well, I have to tell you one thing we heard that was amazing. I mean, people are furious that they didn't get their Globe because they really want it. So, you know, on the one hand, you say, well, people really want our product. On the other hand, it's extremely important to deliver it every day. You know, the Globe has poured a ton of resources, and we will continue into the online publication of news. But the hard copy newspaper is still very important to our business. And we have customers who've been with us for 20 and 30 and 40 and years and even longer. So it's very serious.
Well, at least anecdotally, it seems some subscribers were somewhat willing to forgive the delivery troubles, but had a bigger problem with the inability to get through to Globe customer service. And again, I mean, how does it feel as a journalist to have your readers getting angry at your newspaper and potentially unsubscribing for those sorts of reasons?
I mean, it feels terrible. Literally, we all go to work every day because we want to gather news and we want to deliver it to our readers. And to have people being frustrated because they didn't receive their paper, and then because our phone lines got jammed, people couldn't get through to us. It was extremely frustrating for everyone. I mean, I personally was asked to write a story about it last week to try to update our readers about what was going on. It was very difficult to, you know, get a full picture of what was happening. That also frustrated readers. And it's sort of been this evolving set of problems that still urgently need to be fixed.
Are you aware of any other paper ever sending the actual journalists out to deliver the paper, or at least any paper of record in a major city?
I'm not aware of it. And, you know, I just want to say that I think that my amazing colleagues in the newsroom, the reason everybody raised their hand and offered to do this is because nobody wants to sit around and watch our paper not get delivered for days on end. And this was the amazing reporters and editors and other staffers of the Globe spending an entire night out in the Boston area because we want readers to know that we care. We want the whole city of Boston to know that we care. It's not okay when the Globe doesn't come out.
Well, Beth, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Boston Globe reporter Beth Healy, after a night on a paper route. This is 90.9 WBUR.